Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 24th. You'll be interested to know, 80 years ago, today in 1945, delegates signed the United Nations Charter, establishing a new international organization committed to peace, cooperation, and collective security. This founding agreement created a lasting framework for diplomatic dialogue and humanitarian law, marking a milestone in global governance and post-war reconstruction. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 40 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:45 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a slight chance of rain showers this afternoon and a high near 60 along with a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 41 and a gentle west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first, Tide Friday, will be at midnight, with a tide at midnight. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 58 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 56 and light northwest winds around 7 miles per hour. A slight chance of showers returns overnight into Sunday, and then each day through Tuesday, with highs in the low 50s and nights near 40. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston's MBTA has ramped up its fare evasion crackdown, issuing 85 warnings since September 8th, but no monetary fines yet. Under the new system, riders receive one warning before facing fines, starting at $50 for subsequent offenses, which can rise to $100. MBTA spokesperson Maya Bingaman noted that the fare engagement representative team has been well received by the public. The agency aims to ensure fair enforcement of fare rules, training staff on biases, and cultural intelligence. Riders can check eligibility for reduced fares online at mbta.com/reduced, with some routes currently fare-free through a pilot program. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Chargers beat the Vikings in a slaughter 37-10. Justin Herbert was 18 for 25. With 227 yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, and 1 interception. Carson Wentz was 15 for 27, with 144 yards passing, 1 passing touchdown, 1 interception. The Chargers are now 5-3, and the Vikings fall to 3-4. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 4-1 Packers in Pittsburgh to face the 4-2 Steelers. Packers are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 45.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. And now, World Series predictions are in, as experts weigh in on whether the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Toronto Blue Jays will be crowned champions. After an October filled with dramatic moments, the World Series has arrived. The Dodgers have cruised to a 9-1 record, while the Blue Jays faced a thrilling 7-game American League Championship Series. Most staff predicted the Seattle Mariners and the Philadelphia Phillies would reach the World Series, but now the Dodgers are favored due to their dominant performance. Experts believe the matchup will be intense, with the Dodgers' depth likely giving them the edge. Tonight, Game 1 in Toronto, with Blake Snell facing Trey Yesovich. In local sports, on Sunday, we got our 5-2 Pats back at home facing the 2-5 Browns. The Pats are favored by 7.5, with the over-under set at 40.5. Kickoff is at 1 on Fox. In top news, scientists have been studying superagers for 25 years, and a recent study from Northwestern University reveals an intriguing habit they share. Superagers who are 80 or older demonstrate cognitive functions comparable to those of middle-aged individuals. These remarkable individuals maintain a more active social life, which appears to be crucial for their mental sharpness. The research indicates that social engagement may enhance brain health, as chronic isolation can negatively impact well-being. Experts suggest that being socially active is essentially a workout for the brain, promoting overall health and cognitive resilience. In business news, decentralized exchanges are experiencing a significant transformation, reminiscent of Robinhood's early impact on financial markets. When Robinhood introduced commission-free trading in 2013, it faced skepticism. Yet by 2021, those same traders were reshaping Wall Street. Similarly, decentralized exchanges are overcoming initial critiques as they democratize access and build new market infrastructures. Critics argue that much of the volume comes from automated trading, but this overlooks the foundational changes occurring. As institutional custody solutions improve, decentralized exchanges are set to offer advantages that traditional finance cannot replicate, paving the way for mainstream adoption. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at about $111,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just under $4,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.44. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Europa Clipper spacecraft may soon be pummeled by charged particles from the ion tail of the interstellar comet 3I Atlas. This prediction comes from two European researchers who developed computer code to identify spacecraft alignments with a comet's tail and the sun. This harmless event presents a rare opportunity to sample material from a comet beyond our solar system. Samuel Grant from the Finnish Meteorological Institute stated that it offers insights into interstellar comets and their formation. However, the ongoing United States government shutdown could hinder efforts to activate Europa Clipper's instruments for measurements during the alignment period from October 30th to November 6th. And in entertainment news, Ben Stiller's touching documentary about his parents, Stiller and Mira, Nothing is Lost, is now available on Apple TV. This project is very personal to him and his family. Jerry Stiller, better known as Frank Costanza in Seinfeld, was Ben Stiller's father in real life. However, many do not know that his career spanned over a decade, alongside his wife, Anne Mira, Ben Stiller's mother. Through this documentary, Ben Stiller and his sister uncover lost diaries, recordings, and interviews, revisiting their parents' lives. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American diplomat and historian, George Kennan. And he said, "The best way to cope with change is to help create it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.